Acts, Chapter 24. Then 5 days later the high priest, Ananias, came down with certain elders, and with an orator, one Tertullus, to lay out their case against Paul to the governor. And when he was called, Tertullus began to accuse him, saying, "Seeing that through you we enjoy much peace, and that through your forethought great things are happening in this nation, we accept your rule in all ways and in all places, most excellent Felix, with all thankfulness. But so I don't become tedious to you, I appeal to you to hear a few words from us through your clemency. For we have found this man to be a plague, a promoter of strife among the Jews throughout the world, and a leader of the sect of the Nazarenes. This one, furthermore, attempted to profane the temple, so we seized him, and would have judged him according to our law. But the chief captain, Lysias, came and took him out of our hands with great violence, and then commanded us, his accusers, to come before you. Now by questioning him yourself about these things, you will be able to understand what we are accusing him of." And the Jews also joined in, saying that these things were so. And when the governor had motioned to him to speak, Paul answered, "Knowing that you have been a judge to this nation for many years, I am happy to make my defense. As you know, not more than 12 days ago I went up to worship at Jerusalem, and they never found me disputing with anyone in the temple, neither was I stirring up a crowd, either in the synagogues or in the city. They have absolutely no proof of the things about which they now accuse me. But I confess this to you, that according to the way, which they call a sect, I serve the God of our fathers, believing all things which are according to the law, and which are written in the prophets, having hope in God, for which these themselves also wait, that there will be a resurrection of the dead, both of the just and the unjust. And toward this end I also continually discipline myself to have a conscience free of offense toward God and towards men. Now after some years I came to bring alms and offerings to my nation, and they found me purified in the temple with no crowd or tumult. But this happened because of certain Jews from Asia, who ought to have been here before you themselves to make an accusation, if they had anything against me. Or else let these men themselves say what offense they found in me when I stood before the council, other than for this one declaration that I shouted out while standing among them, saying, 'It is concerning the resurrection of the dead I am being judged before you today.' But Felix, after hearing these things, and having accurate knowledge about the way, put them off, saying, 'When Lysias, the chief captain, comes down here, I will decide your case.' And he gave orders to the centurion that he should keep Paul, but arrange for a less rigorous confinement, and not forbid any of his friends to assist him or to visit him. But after some time, when Felix came with Drusilla, his wife, who was a Jewess, he sent for Paul and heard him concerning the faith in the Anointed One, Jesus. And as he reasoned about righteousness, self-control, and the coming judgment, Felix became terrified and answered, 'Go, that's enough for now. But when I have some time, I will call you back.' Yet, at the same time, he hoped that Paul would give him money to be released. Therefore, he sent for him more frequently and conversed with him. But when 2 years had passed, Felix was succeeded by Porcius Festus, and wanting to gain favor with the Jews, Felix left Paul bound." This is the end of Acts, chapter 24. The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.